in Israel today, a bust of biblical proportions. Authorities indicted four antiquities collectors and dealers believed to be involved in a sophisticated scheme to forge some of the most important biblical artifacts found in the region. The forged items are linked to Jesus and to Solomon's temple. One, an ivory pomegranate supposedly from the temple, was a prize exhibit at the Israel Museum. The group is accused of trying to change history when they add new inscriptions. Joining us now by phone from Jerusalem is Jonathan Tagus, deputy head of the fraud division in the Jerusalem District Police. And thanks very much for being with us this evening.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What are some of the items that we're talking about?
We're talking about the Uash inscription, and we're talking about James Ossuary, and a number of other artifacts that supposedly come from the period of the First Temple, and other things also that are connected to the history of Israel in the biblical times.
The James Ossuary was the box where supposedly Jesus' brother was buried.
Exactly.
Yes. How did they add inscriptions to these objects and fool some of the best experts of the world?
That's that's the fraud. I mean, first they engraved the inscription, and then they poured certain elements on it. Some kind of fluid that succeeded to fool the experts.
And who was involved? Was it just antiquities dealers, or were there experts of their own?
There were also experts. I mean, I can't say at this point more than that, but there were experts.
So that they had people who were willing to say, yes, this is the authentic thing.
Oh, no. The experts that verified the finds were also fooled by these materials.
Oh, I see. In terms of experts, then you're saying expert forgers.
Yes,
I see.
That's what I meant.
Now, how did they go about making profit from these antiquities?
Then they go on and interest collectors or museums or galleries in these objects and offer them for sale. Some of them bought some of the antiquities and some of them didn't. But that was the intention, to spread around these forged antiquities.
How long has this been going on? How many objects are we talking about?
We're talking about several dozens of faked antiquities and a lot more of them that were bought illegally, but these are not fakes.
Are those pieces... go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'd like to add something that I'm being continuously asked about the money, and money is not the main issue here. The main issue is the, let's call it the systematic contamination of the science of archaeology. I mean, of course, the money is part of the fraud, but this is not the only thing that concerns us, because the money comes and goes, but the distortion of history and our heritage is by far more serious than offense than the money.
We just have a few seconds left. If these gentlemen are convicted of what they're accused of, what kind of penalties might they face?
Several years in prison. I can't say at this moment how long.
And would you suspect that there are many museums around the world today taking a second look at some of their recently acquired artifacts?
I suggest all the museums do that. And after the identity of these forgers is become known, I'd like them to check and see if they mistakenly bought antiques from them.
Jonathan Tagus, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Tagus, deputy head of the fraud division with the Jerusalem District Police, and he spoke to us by phone from Jerusalem. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.